Creative viewers, hello and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. On May the 28th, 2011, the city of Brisbane in the Sunshine State of Queensland, Australia, welcomed the Toranor Planet Solar, an amazing catamaran that is currently on an exciting journey around the world. The vessel is projected to achieve a number of world records during the trip, including becoming the first ever vehicle of any kind to circumnavigate the globe using only the power of the sun. The Toranor Planet Solar is the world's largest 100% solar powered boat. It is part of the Planet Solar Project, which endeavours to promote solar energy, show that currently available sustainable power technologies are reliable and effective, and advance scientific progress in the energy field. The Planet Solar Project was brought to life by Swiss explorer and adventurer Raphael Domjan, who, as early as the late 1980s, was dreaming of ways to travel around the world using the least amount of energy. In 2008, after 4 years of planning and gathering interest and support, Mr. Domjan's dream became a reality as the initiative secured the financial resources to commence with ship construction thanks to two major partners. Candino, a Swiss watch manufacturer, and ImmoSolar, a leading European solar energy company.
The idea of this project is to show to everybody that we can use renewable energies and the technologies to change. If we can go around the world only with solar energy, everybody can use this kind of energy every day. Now for the boat. We think that where there is a lot of sun, for example in the Galapagos, you have sun all year, every day, it is possible today to have this kind of boat in commercial use.
The carbon fiber composite craft is 31 meters long, 15 meters wide, weighs 60 tons, and features a remarkable display of 537 square meters of solar panels on its deck. The panels, which can turn an impressive 22% of the sun's energy into electricity, generate a maximum of 100 kilowatts of power that is stored in an onboard battery bank. The electricity spins the ship's twin propellers and the boat can reach a top speed of 30 knots or a cruising speed of 15 knots, which requires only 20 kilowatts of energy.
Do you have big batteries on the top?
Yes, really big batteries. 1 megawatt of 1,000 kilowatts per hour of battery. We can sail without any sun for more than 3 days under average speed of 5 knots. We have 6 tons in each dummy hull below the water, so it's also better for the cooling of the battery.
The sleek, high-tech design allows the Toranor Planet Solar to sail up to 300 kilometers per day. Already the vessel has set a record by accomplishing the fastest ever crossing of the Atlantic Ocean by a solar boat.
My name is Ingo Schröer, and I, together with Raphael Domjan, created this project and created the ship. He had the idea, and I was dedicated to the realization. And so we built the ship together, and I'm supporting the whole project because, well, simply I think it's necessary to do so.
So, how long has the project been running?
Well, it's now nearly 3 years. 1 year of planning, 1 year of building, and now about 9 months, let's say, running the ship from Monaco to Australia.
Is there any message you want to get out to people that this ship is representing?
Of course we have a message. And the message is multiple. First, we want to show that solar energy is able to move things and to move even a big ship around the world, and to show that the change we need can be done. The change from the fossil and atomic energy to modern energy sources like sun and wind. And that's the most important message, I think. And there is another message which is directed more to the young people, to the children. We can show that there is a good future for all of us if we only want it.
In February 2010, the Torino Planet Solar was officially unveiled in Germany. In November 2010, the ship and its four-man crew set out from Monaco with planned stopovers at the world's major port cities such as Miami, USA, Hong Kong, Shanghai, China, and Singapore. During their visits to the shipping hubs, the crew as well as other members of the project are hosting informational events to raise awareness about the Planet Solar Initiative and encourage interest in solar and other sustainable technologies. One of the highlights of the voyage thus far was a stop in Cancun, Mexico, during the COP16 Climate Change Summit to bring the message to the world leaders that solar power is an efficient and viable energy solution.
As we can change, I hope that we will have enough good spirit in the world in order to protect the planet. So we want to share this project with everybody, but also with the young people. So we are very happy also to share this with the young people, because it's this generation who will have to change in the future.
The Torino Planet Solar cruised up the Brisbane River to a warm welcome by the Australian public, media and government ministers. The sun-drenched city of Brisbane played host to the ship between May the 28th and June the 2nd, 2011, while the crew and project founders took part in a busy schedule of activities with many interested parties. Upon landing, Rafael Domjan and others were welcomed by prominent government officials, including the Honourable Stephen Robertson, the Queensland State Minister for Energy.
I can't think of a better place for the tourer to visit than here in Queensland, the Sunshine State, the Solar State. As a government, we've been investing literally millions of dollars, not just in rooftop solar, but commercial applications and large-scale solar as well. To have the world's largest solar-powered boat visit us here in Queensland, I think complements the direction that we're heading in making solar a viable, clean energy solution for the future. It is a magnificent vessel that's travelled halfway around the world, but what I would like to see during the time it is here in Brisbane is that we really do think about our solar future.
Torino Planet Solar was designed by New Zealand yacht design firm Lumotion. Torino is a wave-piercing catamaran, meaning the craft pierces through waves rather than riding over the top of them. This smart feature not only improves the speed, stability and smoothness of sailing, but also allows for more energy-efficient propulsion.
We can manage the boat when the sea is really high. It's a very good boat, actually. The most difficult situation for us was just next to Brisbane, at 50 miles out of the coast. It was very difficult weather for us, with more than 40 knots of wind, and the wave was like between 8 to 10 meters of wave. Really big and no sun. But we were able to manage.
On board the Torino Planet Solar, there is ample room for 40 people. Mr. Domjan graciously took the time to give the media a tour of the vessel's various quarters.
So with this boat, we want to do a solar boat, of course, but we want also to do a comfortable boat. We want to show that we can do something that is protecting the planet, it's ecologic, but also is comfortable. And this is what we want to do with this boat. And now we are not talking about more than 20% on board, and you know, we're still at some place. So it's a nice boat. And when you will sail with a solar boat, there is no noise, no vibration. It's like with a sailing boat, we just swim on the water with no noise. So this is one of the best places of the boat, because there is always some air and some lights, so it's a very nice place, as you can see. And this boat can easily take more than 40 persons, even for small navigation. Of course, for long navigation, there is only 6 cabins, so we can have 12 persons on board for long navigation.
The ship's boatswain was the project manager for the building of the boat. He offered his insights regarding Torino Planet Solar's journey thus far.
Good morning, my name is Jens Langwasser, and I'm the Bosco on the boat. Yeah, this tour to stay here on this boat on this long trip, yeah, it's amazing for me. And to break the records, okay, that's one point, but to understand, okay, that's all only with sun energy, that's really amazing. We have now over 60,000 nautical miles, only with solar power.
So how does this boat perform compared to other conventional powered craft?
It's a big difference here in solar boat, yeah. That that means we need sun, yeah, of course, but it's also a good point, because you don't need fuel, you don't have to go on a fuel station, you can go from island, you don't think about some fuel, really, and no noise on this boat, and that's why it's perfect. As we're on the trip here to Brisbane, the whales was very close, they like it, and the dolphin was playing with the bow, and with no noise, I think they like it much more than a normal boat, yeah.
Indeed, thanks to the great progress achieved by the Torino Planet Solar's world record-setting expedition, our planet's oceans, marine life and environment will someday benefit tremendously from the shipping and boating industries fully embracing solar power. The project is already spurring action in New Zealand, where Lumotion is in discussions about using alternative energy to power New Zealand ferries. Our admiration, Raphael Domjan, and all members and partners of the Torino Planet Solar Project, for your tireless devotion to bringing this important initiative to life that is helping usher in a cleaner, more sustainable world for the generations to come. We wish the Torino's crew abundant success on their continued journey around the globe and in future travels. For more details on Planet Solar, please visit www.planetsolar.org. Informed viewers, it was a pleasure to have your company today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May the grace of the divine always be upon our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.